West Coast ports have been stuck in a slowdown over labor disputes from San Diego to Seattle. At the Los Angeles Long Beach port complex, the nation's largest, the time between a ship docking and when a container was ready for pickup more than doubled from September 2013 to September of this year. That's according to an industry watchdog. The slowdown should not affect delivery of holiday products made in Asia and bound for American stores. This week, KCRW in Santa Monica has been running a series of reports about the port, how it operates, and the people who work there. Producer Lou Olkowski has this story about the pilots who guide the big ships into the harbor.
There's a job at the port that not everybody knows about, but it's crucial to getting the ships into the port. The harbor pilot. I met two harbor pilots. They just call themselves pilots, by the way, who work out of the port of Long Beach.
I'm Mark Coins with Jacobson Pilot Service.
I'm a management pilot. I kind of run the show.
My name's Robert Lukowski.
These two guys sound a lot alike on the radio, but they're really different in person. Rob is kind of straight-laced, whereas Mark, the management pilot who runs the show, is a total goofball. Even the simplest question makes him laugh like crazy.
Can I ask you this question? I somehow didn't expect you guys to be wearing ties.
Yeah, the lawyer look. Who knew?
Thought we'd be wearing, you know, wool caps and sweaters and having pipes and parrots and stuff.
Could have been a senator, but anyway.
Oh, I'd kill myself. Oh, boy.
I think of a pilot being very straight.
Oh, you have to have. We take our job seriously. We don't take ourselves too seriously.
Yeah.
When a ship comes into the port of Long Beach, Mark and Rob jump into a pilot boat, chug out to the ships floating several miles offshore, and climb a rope ladder onto the ship. From there, they meet the captain, temporarily taking control of his ship, and navigate that ship into its parking space at the port, where it'll be unloaded. Mark and Rob joke that they're just glorified parking attendants, which is kind of true, except that men have been piloting ships into harbors in pretty much the same exact way since ancient Phoenician times.
It used to be a race. There may be three or four pilots, and the first one to get on board the ship was the guy who got the job to be the pilot.
A lot of the details have changed over the years. Now ships are a lot bigger, and over the last several years, they've gotten bigger than anyone ever anticipated.
The size differences are just ridiculous.
I came to Jacobson because I wanted to watch Mark and Rob pilot the MSC Valeria, a 14,000 TEU ship. She can fit over 7,000 of those steel shipping containers you see on the back of a truck.
It's the biggest that's coming to North America at this point in time. For this month, next month, there'll be something bigger. We've been warned.
They're like skyscrapers laying on their sides.
We just have minimal clearances. We have 3 feet, basically, under the bridge.
A couple days later, the Valeria arrives at 3 o'clock in the morning.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Ah, it's a beautiful morning, nice and calm.
It's a little smoky. Not smoky, but fog. The fog is moving from the east, and the visibility is deteriorating. Makes the job much more difficult.
The plan is for the three of us to ride out on the pilot boat to meet the Valeria, which is still a few miles out in the ocean. The 20-minute boat ride feels like a meditation. Maybe it's the white noise of the engine, the sound of the boat's wake. Maybe it's the early hour or the pitch blackness. We can barely see each other, and we barely speak.
She's big.
Before I know it, the Valeria is in our sights, and our little pilot boat feels a lot smaller. On the side of the ship are three white letters, MSC, for Mediterranean Shipping Company, the owner of the vessel. Each letter is 4 stories high, and right alongside the S, almost like a period in a sentence, is light from an open hatch, where I can see 2 crew members standing by.
And there's the light coming out of the side port, up here on the starboard side, so that's where we're gonna go. And we're off. Okay, we'll see you dockside.
It's time for Captains Coins and Lukowski to board the vessel. They climb on the deck of the pilot boat while a crew member from the Valeria throws a heaving line to lift their gear. And then, in their dress shirts, ties, and pilot jackets, Rob and Mark climb the ladder into the opening on the side of the ship. While they navigate the Valeria, I ride back to the pilot station. The Valeria will pass right by as she enters the inner harbor. I should be able to see her and hear Captain Lukowski directing the tugboat captains over the radio. By the time I get back, the fog is settled in.
Can barely see the moon. It's a full moon tonight. Can barely see it up there, just a little. Barely.
If I can't see the ship, Captain Lukowski certainly can't see the dock, or the cranes, or anything. And yet he threads this skyscraper-sized ship through the inner harbor.
If moving a ship was playing a piece of music, the pilot would be the conductor. He's using the ship's engine, he's using the rudder, he's using the tugs.
Headed your way, Joey.
And he's balancing all those things, and he's telling them all how to play.
Campbell pull 1/3 alongside.
How fast to play, how slow to play.
1/3 alongside.
And he's really conducting the whole movement.
Hey, gear. Keep an eye out for you.
I love ship handling. It's kind of hard to describe. I mean, they're affected by the wind, the shape of the vessel, the contour of the bottom, how close you are to the bottom, and all those kind of things you have to feel as it's happening.
Campbell, push easy 90. Arthur, push easy 90.
When you're out in good visibility and you're handling a ship and you make a perfect turn and you just nail it, you don't have to do a lot of corrections. I mean, it's a sense of accomplishment. And then when you get the job all done, the captain says, thanks for a nice job. You know, it's instant feedback.
The Valeria docks at 5:32 in the morning and discharges her cargo. And Rob and Mark go back to their office to wait for the fog to lift before they bring in their next ship.
We're back.
How'd it go?
It went well. Well, what did that captain say at the end of the job?
The world's greatest pilot.
I had to hear it one more time.
He said that Captain Lukowski did the job so professionally, he said he thinks he's the best pilot he's ever seen in the world. How about that?
No, we're all good pilots here.
Good job, Lukowski. He's my man.
For Here and Now, I'm Lou Olkowski in Los Angeles.
And Jeremy, wow, I will never think of cargo ships the same way again. Musical almost.
Yeah, thanks to KCRW for that report. And you can listen to more stories in the Cargo Land series at hereandnow.org.